Philip Semple, Pierre Acte Deezer, and Creator Day's date is 01/23/2023. Dictation is for Miss Brenda Clark. Clark spells C-L-A-R-K. Brenda spells B-R-E-N-D-A. Date of birth is 11/7/1941. This is an 81-year-old female here with foot and leg pain, period. Patient is accompanied by a daughter who stated that this has been going on for approximately 1 month. She says she's concerned because patient has had DVT in the past and wants to know if she does have a DVT again. The patient denies trauma, said pain is located in her upper thigh region and her calf, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of system. She denies shortness of breath, denies chest pain. She denies respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, patient denies recent trauma. Denies being bedridden for a prolonged period of time. Denies recent surgery. Denies the use of hormone replacement therapy. She does acknowledge a prior DVT. Her Wells criteria is approximately 3 or 4, which increases her risk stratification. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status 100% at room air, blood pressure 84 over 51, pulse 73, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. Left leg, she has calf tenderness, a positive hormone sign. There is edema. Dorsalis pedis pulse could not be palpated. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Skin abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. Next paragraph. Cardiac regulator rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is leg pain. Assessment number two is peripheral vascular disease. Next paragraph. A ultrasound was done of patient lower extremity. Ultrasound of her Doppler arterial and Doppler venous was done. No DVT was observed. However, patient has calcification deposit in her vascular network, lower extremities, period. I offered patient and daughter a referral to a specialist, and they indicated that they have their own vascular specialist that they will follow up with. She was advised to take an aspirin a day. She said she would buy the baby aspirin, which I said is appropriate, take one a day. Strongly recommend she come back to the clinic if she's worse, or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.